The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to the Retire Right Show. I'm John Stillman alongside Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you in the greater Richmond area. You can find them online at financialandestateplanning.com. You can reach out by calling or texting 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. Isaac, always a pleasure to talk with you. Hope you're doing well. And I have to let you know, I have to congratulate you because I saw in the news that you are on the list to be the world's first trillionaire. It's going to be, oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. No, it's actually Jeff Bezos, projected to become the world's first trillionaire by the year 2026. How about that?
Yeah, outpacing them all. I saw that on the news as well. A trillionaire, Lord knows. He'll be richer than most countries as the pace of play is going with that guy. But doing good, man. Great Sunday morning. Nice day. And I think good conversation. I see that each and every week, especially here over the last few weeks, John, that I would say the messaging and, of course, people are just, I think, really in some respects overdone with the media in terms of how the virus is being laid out. But I will say just on a positive note, what we've seen around here at the office, communicating with families and so forth, that a level of hope, and I would say a level of recovery, is definitely in the mix now. So with that being said, just want you to know, if you have any questions today as we go through some thoughts about retirement, financial planning, getting your financial ducks in a row, feel free to give me a call. Happy to talk to you. 804-777-9999, or you can text the word help or anything you want to text, and I will make sure to reach back out to you.
Well, speaking of Jeff Bezos and him being worth $1 trillion, I always hear people say things like, you know, if you'd only invested $10,000 in Amazon back in 1997 and held on to it this whole time, do you know how much money you'd have? Yeah, you know how many people did that? One person did that, and it was him. It was Jeff Bezos. So it really annoys me when people like to give us these 2020 hindsight things of, yeah, you know, if only you'd put this money in Amazon back in 19. Yeah, nobody did that. It sounds great in theory, but the reality is we don't have the benefit of hindsight at the time. We only have the benefit of hindsight after the fact. And, you know, actually, there are a lot of things, you know, when we say knowing what we know now, well, that's completely worthless because just think about it in context of the coronavirus, Isaac. Just like with anything in life, we don't have that clear picture until after the fact. So I'm going to give you some scenarios, and I'm sure you've probably seen these people in real life where, knowing what they know now, yes, they would have done things differently looking back. But the reality is they did what they did. So how do we make the best of it moving forward? Like, as an example, I'm sure you've seen this guy. The guy who got really scared after 2008, he invested way too conservatively after that. Like, he took the hit, he moved to cash, and then he heard people talking about a double dip recession, so he just kept it in cash. And he left it there, and he left it there. And he missed out on a great bull run in the market from, you know, 2009 to 2019. I know you've seen that person.
Well, no, it's a great way to line up kind of today's conversation, John, because the things I want to cover today related to, for example, someone who went through the last bear market correction in 2008, and we've seen a very sharp decline in the first quarter of 2020 that led into a bear market, and here we are. But I think making these large swath decisions of, hey, I'm moving all of my money to cash, or I'm going to take all of my money from cash and move it back into the market when I know the right time. First of all, there is no right time. Timing in the market really is going to be something that you're never going to be good at. I will just say that very straightforward. It's almost impossible to bat 1,000 when you're sitting there timing the market. So what I've told people is this, you know, time in the market far exceeds and helps you versus timing the market. I think it's important for you to have a financial plan that relates to if the market takes a hit like it did in March of 2020, for example, where the market's down 30% in 22 days, you have to be able to put that in place to know that, hey, if I'm going into retirement, if I need this money as a goal for income, if I need lifestyle money for one-time expenses, and all of a sudden that money drops 20 or 30%, is that going to change my lifestyle? That's an answer that you need to have before you get to that point. So, you know, as far as hindsight goes, I think planning for that now makes very good sense. People that, unfortunately, in 2008, I was around during that time, had made too many bad decisions about worrying about the money in the short run for the next 30, 60, 90 days when all the cash never got back in the market, or if they did, they got back in way after the fact that the market recovered. So just keep that in mind. I think that's a great way to lead in today. We don't want you to have what I would call at least not a plan in place, because you can be at least at peace if you have a plan that's executed, that had probability behind it. But just going out there and throwing darts at a dartboard thinking, hey, I'm going to time the market. If you think that that's going to be your financial plan in retirement, well, good. It's your money. You do what you will. But the families that we serve that love being here at our firm, that enjoy the conversations and the relationship, want to have insight towards that answer. So if you have any concerns today, again, feel free to give me a call, 804-777-9999. Even here on Sunday morning, reach out. Can talk to you on Monday or Tuesday morning. So not going to put you on air, but a lot of times, and I'll say this, John, we had a nice section of calls from last weekend about some of the rule changes that took effect in 2020. So just a huge amount of financial planning opportunities for those of you that want to take action and take control as we head out of this coronavirus situation, making sure that your money's in a good spot. So again, reach out, 804-777-9999.
Again, 804-777-9999. You can call or text that number, whichever is easiest for you. All right, so that was the guy who went to cash after 2008 and missed the bull run. Let's fast forward to the current situation. And we have maybe a couple who they're getting really close to retirement, didn't realize how much risk they have in their investments. And then, you know, the pandemic causes the market to crash. And now suddenly they have an understanding of how much risk they have. And, you know, fortunately it has bounced back pretty well. But what if it had gone down and stayed down and they were about to retire? Well, yeah. You know, again, it's nice to know how much risk you had, but that doesn't do you any good after the fact.
Now, let me say this to everybody listening. If you simply can just email your email address to us, we can put you on our webinar. We have a few other series that we've run here recently. But the reason I bring this up is if you think about how fast the market dropped, and I've said this a few times, I don't know if people are catching this, but the market dropped over 30%. In 22 trading days. We just did a webinar for our clients that really, really got some great insight about why we do some of the planning we do, because most of our families were down considerably less than that due to the strategies that we lay out. So I just want to say this because for people that had money in the market, or maybe in a position where maybe you didn't lose 30%, maybe you were down 20%, or maybe you were down 40%, who knows? But my question to you is this, were you prepared at the fact that, let's call it, if the market didn't rebound as fast, were you going to be in a place that you were going to have to dig yourself out of to potentially maybe work longer? Were you in a place that you had to start considering whether or not maybe the definition of your retirement could have meant, you know, going into a part-time job or some other type of situation that you weren't even ready for? Most people really, and this is the sad thing, John, is I think most of y'all can relate to this. You know, a lot of people are being let go that whether they want to retire or not, they are being, in a way, forced to change and adapt. So for all of you on the program, if you have a situation where you've been let go, if you've been furloughed, we've had a tremendous amount of contacts here at our office about how to handle the money that's left in your retirement plans through whatever company or job that you had, how to manage that properly. You know, investment management is such a key component for financial planning. It's not the only component, but it's something that right now I would say is front and center because of just the craziness we've dealt with in 2020. So all of this pandemic created situation, conversation related to your investments. If you're unprepared or you're uncertain, again, let us know. We're here to help. But I think, John, for most of the most things that we saw related to that market crash, I don't think many people were prepared for the fact of how fast that market went down over a short period of time. Thankfully, we've had some nice recovery here, but that's not guaranteed.
Again, that number, if you'd like some help, 804-777-9999, 804-777-9999. Another hindsight issue, Isaac, is maybe the lady who didn't really understand all of her Social Security options. And now looking back, she says, wow, I wish I'd started this at a later age, now that I understand better how it works. I'm sure you've seen people in that boat.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, what we found, and this has probably been, and really this is problematic, what I'm about to say, but a lot of people know that Social Security changed their rules a few years ago. And we've even seen, to some degree, people come in saying, well, really, there's no, quote, Social Security planning I need to do because I can't claim off my spouse anymore, or I can't do a suspend strategy, or I can't, you know, stop my Social Security and restart it. And again, that could be no farther from the truth. I think you still have opportunity. If you're married, there's still a decent opportunity for restricted benefits and understanding how to be able to claim off your spouse potentially. And if you can't do that, I think there's a lot of good conversation around waiting from 62 to 70 still, because you get such a significant difference in your monthly check. And related to your income and your lifestyle needs, this all has to be, again, a very significant part of your financial plan. Now, you may have made a fine decision with your Social Security, or you're about to bump up into retirement, and you got to make a decision on Social Security along with whether or not it's going to make sense for you to collect sooner or later. If you have what's called an offset, if you have a pension, if you didn't pay into Social Security for a certain number of years, that typically falls under, you know, people that have like government work and so forth. I think a lot of times you have to be prepared for some of the changes that when it comes to, and again, Social Security is a big decision, because once you start collecting that income, you know, you're basically going to be set with what you've collected in terms of how you've set it up. So, you know, you have very limited ways to be able to shift that around. So I just want people to realize, actually, it's more important to be able to have your Social Security in good order, because you have less, you have less opportunity to make some flexible changes that you did a few years ago. So, I don't want people to look back and have Social Security as something that they collected and didn't even have a plan or even discussed it with an advisor. That's kind of geared towards what we do here at our firm at Financial Dynamics. So we're all about financial planning leading to your retirement and lifestyle goals. So feel free, if you have a question on anything you hear today, 804-777-9999.
Again, 804-777-9999. Call or text, whichever is easiest for you, 804-777-9999. You can also check out Isaac's podcast at rightmoneytips.com. You're listening to the Retire Right Show. Plenty more to come on today's program. Stay tuned.
If you only make one right choice today, keep listening to the Retire Right Show.
You're listening to the Retire Right Show. Isaac Wright is a chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Find him online at financialandestateplanning.com. You can call or text if that's better for you, 804-777-9999. Again, 804-777-9999. Isaac, I'm sure you remember from childhood the old story about the boy who cried wolf. Everybody knows this story, right?
Uh-huh.
So there are a lot of people in the financial world that cry wolf. Part of the notable part about that story is that the wolf does eventually come. It's not just that everybody's mad that you're saying there's a wolf. And, you know, when there's not a wolf, then people are mad at you for being a liar. No, the real moral of the story is that the wolf eventually comes, and then you're in trouble because there's nobody that believes you. right? So we have these people in the financial world that are constantly crying wolf about one thing or another. And, you know, maybe even if they eventually get something right, it's hard to credit them for that, because if you make the right, same prediction every year for 10 years, well, yeah, you'll eventually be right. So one of those types of folks is the perma bear, we'll call him. So that's somebody who's just always negative about the future direction of the stock market and the economy. I'm sure you've seen these people in the news, and I'm sure they probably drive you crazy.
Oh, I can name some names, man. I personally
do it.
Think,
feel free.
Well, here's the thing. you can YouTube and see everything now on social media. Everybody has a mic in front of them. But the problem with what I would call the perma bears is this is, in my opinion, is because they, and if you ever look at this to a great degree, they're info marketers at heart. And what they're doing is they're going in and creating that message of fear, which drives them to, let's say, take a next step and then the next step after that. And, you know, you're part of their cult newsletter or whatever, you fill in the blank. The problem is this, is a lot of those perma bears for the last 10, 11 years have obviously been proven wrong. Now, granted, we've had a outside-of-the-box situation, to say the least, with the coronavirus. That's given them another platform. Now, all of a sudden, they've raged back into vogue. But as we all know, the markets are going to have cyclical moves up and down. And for a temporary period, if you ever look back and you look at the history of bear markets, most of them are fairly short, actually. But if you were to watch a lot of these perma bears, I mean, it literally, hey, time to build a bunker. Well, listen, you know, if that's the world you want to live in, I don't know necessarily that's reality. Yeah, there are always going to be challenges, but I think Warren Buffett said this best. You know, he said, you just don't bet against the American people. And sometimes I think that those perma bears, listen, they have the right to their opinion. I think it's important to also recognize when you're wrong. And the problem I see with perma bears is they really don't ever recognize their previous mistakes, John. I think you and I have talked about this before. It's like they've magically forgot that they were wrong for the last 10 years, and now they're magically right. I think it's always important, if you're going to be real with somebody, is to say, hey, listen, I've been a perma bear for the last X amount of years, but guess what? For 10 years in a row, I was proven wrong, but now I'm not maybe necessarily being proven wrong today. They would garner more respect versus just continually pushing the same message. So for what it's worth, for all of you listening today, if you've ever listened to my radio show, I've actually made opinions and suggestions that have changed relative to interest rates, relative to the economic conditions we're in. And of course, you've listened to me about the coronavirus here for the last few months. We've had a lot of phone calls and people reaching out to us because they appreciate the fact that we're not telling people everything is needing to be done in one way. So hope that's helpful to all of you. Again, feel free to call me 804-777-9999. The last thing you will ever hear me is cry wolf. I try to be as very fair and upfront with everything, with what you see in the media, especially today.
Again, 804-777-9999. If you'd like some good common sense discussion instead of hysteria. So at the other end of the spectrum from the perma bear is the perma bull. You know, the person who always thinks that the market and the economy are always going to be great, no matter what. Any piece of news that comes out, they can spin into making a positive development.
Yeah. Well, in a way, again, being very far on the other end of the agenda of, you know, some people thinking the market's going to be at 30 and 40,000 and the S&P is going to be at 5,000 in a 2-year period. You know, in some respects, I give a little bit more credence to the perma bull because for the most part, historically speaking, you've had longer bull runs than bear market runs. So, you know, at least they have proportionally a greater opportunity to be right, at least historically speaking. So, but again, I think you always have to address, you know, the challenges that the economy is facing and allow people to make their own decisions. You know, when it comes to the perma bear, perma bulls, either one, it's like they're telling you what to do. And that's the thing that I always find very interesting. Hey, this is exactly how we forecast things are going to be. This is what you need to do. I think in a way, I think if you're going to plan correctly, you take into consideration the pros and cons of any ultimate strategy that's going to lead you to your retirement. Again, we do a risk analysis that really gets down to the brass tacks of maybe how much money you would be willing to lose before you start having what I'd say your uncle point of making decisions that could be emotionally based versus financially based. We have a great process here to help alleviate, and somebody personally that knows you. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, today people are can jump on the media or anything and just ascribe to somebody that's talking on, you know, whatever XYZ platform. So just know that, again, I've seen all this come and go. This has been 20 years for me in this industry, you know, helping people with retirement, insurance, investments, financial planning, estate planning, just trying to give you some insight and somebody that's close to home to you. So if you're living in the Richmond area, if you're in Midlothian, Chesterfield, Mechanicsville, I mean, the great thing about Richmond is you're 30 minutes from one side of town to the other typically. Feel free to call. I'm happy to talk to you. 804-777-9999. Just want to make sure you're in a good path for your retirement and your finances.
Again, 804-777-9999. All right, now this one may not seem initially on its face, Isaac, like it's somebody who's crying wolf. But when we talk about a product pusher, this is somebody who, they're always saying the same thing. It doesn't matter what the current investment environment looks like, doesn't matter, you know, what interest rates look like, doesn't matter if you're young, you're old, you're retired, you're retiring soon, you're still 25 years from retirement. Hey, they have this great product that's just for you.
Well, man, I can go a lot of ways with this, but let me just say, in the world of what we used to deal with 15, 20 years ago, this has been lessened to a great degree because you have people that are truly holding themselves out as fiduciaries, as advisors. But you also have, unfortunately, you still have the dinner seminars and a few other ways people are marketing today where they're basically pushing out an annuity, or they're pushing out a particular strategy with insurance, or they're pushing out some type of portfolio strategy where, again, sometimes it can be tied to a heavy compensation model. Now, let me say all of what I just said very clearly, that we have used insurance, we use annuities, we use life insurance, we use a lot of different asset classes here at our firm when the timing is right and what makes sense to do in disclosing the pros and cons. The concern I have is this, is somebody pushing you on a product all the time in one fashion or another related to wherever we're at in the market. I mean, really, if you think about it, that's not anything that's an advisor. That's not an advisor relationship. I mean, that's basically, you know, somebody selling, you know, no different than knocking on your door to sell you a vacuum cleaner, in my opinion. They could care less, really, about whether or not you're planning correctly. It's just about how much they can pull from you to be able to put into whatever XYZ strategy that's out there. I think it's a combination approach that you have to look at when it comes to your investments. A lot of you here know this about me. I've been in the community for a long time. We have a great reputation, I think, because we don't have any inkling of not disclosing anything that we would find to be meaningful in terms of whether or not it makes sense to make a financial or investment decision with your portfolio. I think you need to have somebody that has your back when it comes to that. So, John, I don't want to run off any further, but just know that everything that we've covered today is stuff that we cover week in, week out. But we are a local firm, and we've been that way for a very long time. So please, as we wrap up the program, any questions, feel free to call. Leave me a message. I'm happy to call you back Monday or Tuesday, and I can put you on air live. Just as a good way to have a one-on-one chat. And I know a lot of you that listen to the program, we appreciate you doing so. Again, 804-777-9999. Or if you want to visit Right Money Tips or financialandestateplanning.com, those are our two sites, the company site and then my personal podcast and tips page. And John, really appreciate the way that we set up some of the information today too. I think it was really helpful.
Yeah, hopefully enjoyable for everybody and some good lessons learned. So again, if you'd like to have a conversation with Isaac and the team, the number to call is 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. You can also check out Isaac's podcast at rightmoneytips.com. This has been the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Hope you have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.